In a first-of-its-kind lawsuit, the town of Everett, Washington, is suing Purdue Pharma, saying the drug maker knew it was supplying its drugs, including OxyContin, to suspicious pharmacies and physicians, and in choosing to do that, enabling those drugs to be sold illegally on the black market. The result, according to Everett officials, an epidemic of opioid drug addiction that's filled their jails, doubled the size of their detox facilities. The LA Times reports that at the height of the crisis in 2010, OxyContin was a factor in more than half the crimes in Snohomish County. Purdue has faced hundreds of previous lawsuits, all of them charging that marketers underplayed the drug's addictive properties. This is the first to focus on criminal distribution. Hill Kamen is Everett's Director of Public Health and Safety. He joins us from Everett. And Hill, we should say it's been proven there was a facility called Lake Medical Clinic in L.A. where pharmacists and physicians were illegally dealing OxyContin. They were eventually prosecuted and the facility shut down. But you say Purdue knew about this pill factory. Make your case that they did.
We learned that in L.A., out of the Lake Medical Clinic, and what we believe we will find through our lawsuit, many other clinics, both in California and right here in Washington, that these clinics were prescribing opioids in suspicious patterns, in ways that were clearly identifiable as funnels into the black market. And Purdue failed to act and take the steps that they needed to take, that they were obligated to take in order to prevent that. Those millions of pills then flooded out of those clinics onto the streets of Everett, contributing to what we were seeing and what we were dealing with here at the city.
Well, so you're saying that this was a ring that started at the sham clinic in L.A. and reached all the way to you. But also the Los Angeles Times investigation included a 2009 excerpt, an exchange between the company's compliance director and a sales manager who had become suspicious of OxyContin prescriptions. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, the sales manager looked around at what they saw at that pill mill, and it became obvious to him that this was a black market drug ring that was operating there. They saw a pattern of prescriptions that seemed unusual. 80 milligram OxyContin pills, which were the ones that were most popular on the streets, were flooding out of this specific pharmacy at a high rate. And what we understand was happening is that criminal gangs would go onto the street, they would pay individuals who were living on the street, drug addicts, to go and get the prescription and to go to these pharmacies that were very easy in the way that they were prescribing their pills. Doctors who were shady, who were operating in a gray area and willing for their profit to be able to write the prescriptions. And as Purdue became aware of this, they failed to alert the proper authorities, putting their own profit over the welfare of the citizens of Everett.
Well, in fact, the sales manager wrote in an email to the company's compliance director that the line was out the door at this pill mill with people who look like gang members. I feel very certain that this is an organized drug ring. And your lawsuit is claiming that even though in that email exchange, the sales rep suggested the DEA should be contacted, Purdue never notified the Drug Enforcement Administration. Look, Purdue has given us a statement. We'll post it at hereandnow.org. They claim they didn't inform the DEA because the DEA already knew about potentially illegal activity at the Lake Medical Clinic. Your thoughts?
My thought is that at the same time that these spikes in prescription opioids were occurring, Purdue entered into a consent decree with the state of Washington and 19 other states where they had agreed that they would take steps to prevent exactly this kind of diversion. They had an obligation to watch out for the exact type of pattern of behavior that that sales manager alerted them to, and they failed to act in accordance with those obligations.
Those pills from Los Angeles, you say, ended up in Everett. One local physician there was jailed for prescribing more than six times the number of 80 milligram OxyContin tablets than the town's medical center gave out in a whole year. What are you asking for?
There's almost no department at the city that hasn't been impacted by this. Our park staff are cleaning up needles and encampments in the parks. Our police department is all carrying naloxone, the overdose reversal drug. We have added new programs to try and address the crisis of addiction in our streets. Our jail costs have spiked. We want this to be paid for.
We hear that your mayor there in Everett, Mayor Stephenson, is hearing from other mayors. Do you expect them to join your suit?
Well, Mayor Stephenson has seen what was going on the streets of Everett. He grew up here, and it was important for him to say to Purdue, we are going to hold you accountable, and we're going to send a message to our community that we are going to do whatever we can to address this crisis in our streets. Other communities have reached out to us and thanked us for what we are doing, said they are interested in being a part of that. We've heard from all over the country, from people who have lost family members from this crisis, thanking us for holding that company accountable.
That's Hill Kamen, Everett, Washington's Director of Public Health and Safety. They are suing Purdue Pharmaceuticals over what they claim is their awareness of the illegal sale of OxyContin. We'll follow this. Hill, thank you.
Thank you for having us on today.